The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go.
And this is Lynn.
And Bev.
And we are
Stuff.
And we are here every Thursday morning, 8:30 in the morning, for your listening pleasure. Coffee, tea, or me. No.
Ooh. We're starting very early now.
We are. And I am going to start with our quote of the day. And this is from Eleanor Roosevelt.
Okay.
Do not stop thinking of life as an adventure. You have no security unless you can live bravely, excitingly, imaginatively, unless you can choose a challenge instead of competence. Well, that's good, because I really feel a lot of times I'm incompetent. Incompetent.
Yep.
All right. I think.
I understand.
Yes, you do. Oh, there we go. There we are.
Okay. I have true or false.
Yes.
And let's see. The first one's two false, one true.
Two false, one true.
And two's in Poland.
I hope it's not poison.
In Tucson, Poland.
That's a town?
Yep.
Okay.
Winnie the Pooh is banned from children's playgrounds.
That's a very strange sentence.
Uh-huh.
That Winnie the Pooh is banned from the playground.
Yeah.
Okay.
The second one, scallops can't see.
Oh, I love them.
And the third one, the skull is the strongest bone in the human body. So two are false and one is true.
Okay. All right. One is true. All righty then. So I just wanted to say, my husband did not notice that I had a new mascara on. Now listen, there's just some things that you guys have to pay attention to. And if you can't notice that she has new eyeliner or new mascara or new conditioner, come on, guys.
Save yourself, guys. Run.
So we're allowed to say it's February. It's 2026.
It is.
It has been snowing and snowing and snowing and snowing. So we're spending a lot of time at home.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been looking at some YouTube videos. So this YouTube video, I think it's a couple that must post all the time. I don't know, because I don't watch a lot, but it's this adorable video of this husband and wife just sitting in front of their camera.
Yeah.
And she's looking a little forlorn, and he's very, very kind of stoic looking.
Yeah.
And he says, I just want to publicly apologize to my wife because yesterday she asked me what I was thinking, and I said nothing. And apparently that wasn't the right answer. I have been told that I should be thinking something. So I feel bad, and I just want to apologize to my wife for thinking nothing. And then she's sitting there, she's got her eyes down, she pats him on the leg, like, thank you, honey. And he goes on to apologize publicly for other things like
Balling
the towels properly. He really did, and he's good. He's good at this. He says, I just really did not understand that I'm supposed to fold them lengthwise and not widthwise, and that I really am apologizing to her. And it's just these one apology after the other for just the dumbest things. It's so cute. And you have to look it up. I don't know how. You just look up.
Funny when they had apologizing.
Publicly apologizing. He's making it public. And they're so funny because she almost starts to cry in gratitude. She just.
Men are funny creatures.
I love it. Okay.
What do you got today?
Oh. So here we go. So if we do that, if we all of a sudden say, oh, it's
because we're in the dark.
We're in the dark. The lights went out, and it's because this room has got a motion detector, and the lights go out to save power, to save electricity, to save the electric bill. So I have a whole bunch of things.
As normal.
Do you have a theme?
I don't. Well, I do have a short theme. 13 things.
13 things. Oh, Reader's Digest Holiday Magic.
Yep.
So my sister told me that she got a thing in the mail with her Reader's Digest that said that she could get a subscription for $10 a year.
Huh.
For, and I think it's six.
Every 2 months.
Magazines. Yeah, six. But then it renews automatically.
Uh-huh.
And it becomes, I believe, $49 a year.
Oh.
Yeah. So she quickly decided that she didn't want to do that.
Well, I'll have to look at that.
Yeah. So onward. Scotchgard. We all know about Scotchgard. The stuff that they sprayed on our couches and sprayed on
Scotchgard.
Our clothes. Scotchgard. Did I say it wrong?
No. It's just Scotchgard. My hearing is
Scotchgard
messed up.
Scotchgard. So this is a story about Scotchgard. Scotchgard is the name of a fabric protector. Mm-hmm. You apply it to carpeting or a chair cover, and dirt will not stick on the surface. Was that a minor miracle?
Sounds like it.
Maybe. In the 1950s, researchers at 3M were working with fluorochemicals to use on aircraft when some spilled on a researcher's tennis shoe. She found the chemical was also almost impossible to remove.
Huh.
As time went on, she noticed that her tennis shoes got dirty from wear, but the spot where the fluorochemical spilled remained clean.
Love it.
How observant she was.
I know, really.
Yes, but how... She must have been very active if her tennis shoes got that dirty.
She has to wear the same shoes every single day.
Every day. Yeah. Scotchgard wasn't the laboratory's goal that day, but today it is still keeping carpeting, furniture, clothing, car upholstery, and many other things stain-free. Now, I don't know when this book was published, because I don't know if you can use Scotchgard anymore. Can we?
I haven't looked for it.
I don't know.
Well, we should do that.
Did they ban it?
They ban a lot of things.
Yeah, and that's a chemical.
Scotchgard. I would think not. I would think that would still use.
So this book was published in 1991.
Oh.
But it says copyright 2013.
Well, then.
Oh, that's just the cover. They must have changed the cover. So 1991. So this is a while back. So here's an opportunity for people to contact us if they want to look up if Scotchgard is still available.
I hope it is, because now I'm going to buy it. If it keeps things clean.
Oh, I guess it did. I remember Scotchgard on everything. You'd buy a couch and they would say, do you want Scotchgarding on it? Or they would say, hey, this has got Scotchgard. And I think it helped keep the stains off.
Okay.
That's the Scotchgard story.
I'm going to talk about something that we're full of recently, which is snow. 13 okay. Things, South Pole, Ice Ice Baby, All About Antarctica.
All About Antarctica?
Yeah, that's at the South Pole.
Let's have it.
At the South Pole, the sun rises just once a year and doesn't set until 6 months later. The landscape, snow and ice as far as the eye can see, and that ice extends down more than a mile. In some places, it's almost 3 miles thick.
Mm.
That's a lot of ice.
That's when you're not afraid to go ice fishing.
Nope. Or skating.
Or anything on the ice. Whoa. Have you ever ice fished?
Yes.
And?
It was fine. It was cold, but it was fine.
Did you catch anything?
Yes.
Did you eat it?
Yes.
What?
So it was long ago.
Okay. I have a friend who just sent me a picture of her. She was fishing with her husband in Alaska.
Ooh.
And she caught a salmon. It's got to be 4 feet. It's about 4 feet, yeah?
Oh, I could not match that.
4 feet. And they keep it. They packaged it up. She sent me a picture of it all packaged, and they bring it home. That's a lot of salmon.
It's going to last that long?
You put it in the freezer.
Huh.
You freeze it. And it's wild, so it doesn't have a...
It was.
It was. It's no longer... I'm sorry. I know this doesn't excite you. But... I see the ice fishermen out on the lake, and I just don't know if I could go out there. I'd be terrified that would break.
I think they do a lot of enough of digging to find out how thick it is.
But you have to get out there to do the digging.
True.
And then find out.
Actually, you go and you look and see if somebody else is out there. Well, if you're out there, I can
yes.
do it.
Amen. Yes, absolutely. I've always said that if I go ice fishing, I would tie something around me. I would have a hook. I would tie it to a tree. On
so you
hand,
pull it back.
And then I would go out. And if I go under, I can pull and get out. Or they can
pull. That's a plan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think every ice fisherman should have that. But I see that they make the little huts. And
do you see how long those ropes would have to be?
A long rope. It would have to be. I'm sure you could find one. Oh, you know how we leave money? We find money.
Yeah, there's some in here.
The studios. This is a battery.
Oh,
I thought it was a dime, but it's too big. And I thought it was a quarter, and it's too small. It's one of those flat
ion batteries.
3 volt. Flat Hitachi battery. I thought it was a coin.
Oh, well.
Did you think that was a coin?
I didn't even see it until you pointed it out.
All right. Well, all right. Want
to see how long?
Paper towels.
Say what?
Paper towels.
What about paper towels?
The Chinese invented paper about 2,000 years ago, but it wasn't until the late 1800s that paper was made from wood pulp.
Okay.
After the discovery of this method, almost everything was made of paper. You ready?
Okay.
Clothes.
Uh-huh. Clothes?
Remember in, let's see, I was in seventh grade.
Paper dress?
1969, the paper clothes, the paper dresses. Did you ever have one?
No. Did you?
I did. I have one. And then there were some other girls in my class that also had the paper dresses.
And
they went out as fast as they came in.
Did they tear easily?
Yes.
Ah.
Yes. And I always thought you just wore it once and you'd throw it away, but I guess that wasn't the idea. But
then, how would you wash it?
I don't think you could. So, boats. These are all things made of paper. Watches, horseshoes, outhouses, a church. Chimneys, barrels.
Watch that pew.
Railroad wheels and rails.
No.
Skating rinks and floors.
No.
Fake noses. Bathtubs. Coffins.
Bathtubs.
A piano. Wash tubs. and house insulation.
Now, I can see the insulation part.
I can.
But the others...
I can kind of see a coffin.
Yeah.
Pressed paper, because then it would just... Well, you don't want to...
Well, cardboard and corrugated or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Now, if a church is made of paper, they could write the Bible on the church.
Oh, my gosh.
And then it's on paper, and then... Okay.
That'd be an art piece.
Okay, what's our email address? Stuffing?
Oh, that one.
Uh-huh.
Stuffingforus@gmail.com.
Yeah, if you want to comment on any of these things.
I got to tell you, I talked to a nice kid this morning. I yelled at him. Where were you? You were supposed to be on our show.
You saw him? Was he here?
I saw Sam and I talked to him.
Yeah, what did Sam say?
He sent me an email, but he thinks he sent the wrong email, that he couldn't make it.
Oh.
So I gave it to him again.
Stuffing for us.
Yeah, we want people to have good times and come on the show and
yes,
be with us. And
I know that Mary wants to come back on.
Yes, I do. I know that.
She's a very busy lady right now. Mary's a new grandmother.
Aw.
And she's probably very, very busy, as well as with other things in her wonderful life. Which reminds me, you know what my favorite movie is?
What? Oh, yeah, the one, the winter Christmas thing.
Shame on you. Oh, God. It's a Wonderful Life.
Yes.
You're coming with me this year.
No, I
You're
am
coming
not.
With me, and you are going to sit down and watch that.
Oh, my gosh.
You're going.
I'll bring my sunglasses and go to sleep.
You'll love it. So, Mary, yes, we want you to come back, too. And speaking of sitting down.
Yes.
When I was putting my seatbelt on, I didn't have any coffee today, by the way, so I'm not wired from coffee.
Isn't that what you're drinking?
No, it's water.
Oh.
Yeah, I have to drink more water.
Okay.
Do you all know, how important it is to drink water? I'm learning. Vilek, I see you have water as well. And I've decided not to drink water out of plastic bottles anymore. I've heard too much about all the plastic in our systems. But you know what? At my age, I think...
Does it matter?
Does it matter? So I was putting on my seatbelt, and I thought, how come when you're in a plane, they have you put the seatbelt on tight across your lap? Why isn't it across your chest as well? Because if a plane's going down, I don't want to fly up in the air and
hit. Mine is.
Hit on a plane?
No. Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Why don't they have one that goes across you just like in a car so that if something, you know, the plane's bouncing around, there's some really bad turbulence, you really do stay in your chair? Because when it's across your lap, your body can flop around.
Yeah.
And your legs are the only thing that's being held in. That's not very comfortable.
Well, I'd say from your belly button down, you're okay.
Right. So that was a thought that I had.
Wow.
I know.
Okay. Few have set foot in Antarctica.
Yeah.
Its only inhabitants, between 1,000 and 5,000 people, depending on the season, live at one of 70 permanent research stations on their continent. Their food has to be flown or shipped in since it can't be grown in the ground. Between the scientists and their support staff, roughly 3,000 Americans are stationed in Antarctica annually. And to minimize their environmental impact, most of the garbage they generate gets shipped back to the U.S.
Oh, gosh, thanks. They ship their garbage to the U.S.? That includes everything.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they can... Never mind.
Okay, people, here you go. You want a free Chic Hydro Silk Razor?
Chic. Gotcha.
Hydro Silk Razor.
Huh.
You can get one.
That sounds scary.
You send a text to 24444, they will send you a free Schick Hydro Silk razor.
Is this a joke?
No. No. These are life hacks. These are true.
2444?
2444. 2444.
Four fours.
I want my free Schick Hydro Silk razor.
You let me know whenever that comes along.
If you order that, call us. No, don't call us. Text us and let us know if you got one.
All countries conducting research in Antarctica have promised to adhere to the Arctic Treaty, which designates the continent as a place to be used only for peaceful and scientific purposes. The flags of all 12 original signers of the 1959 treaty. Do you want me to read who they are?
Mm-hmm.
Argentina, Australia, Belgium, Chile, France, Japan, New Zealand, Norway, South Africa, the UK, the US, and the USSR are flown around the South Pole.
Wow. Wow.
That's a lot of flags.
That's a lot of flags. Although it doesn't seem like enough, does it?
No.
No. But there should be more. I had to just change my phone so that it won't shut off on me. You know, give it 30 seconds, 30 minutes. I need a long time because I'm reading these life hacks on my phone, which are really cool.
Are you talking to the mic?
I am. Hello. Did I get lost?
Your voice went down.
Oh, how's that? Is that better?
Not really.
Really? I wonder what happened.
I don't know.
Can you all hear me? I wonder who's answering.
I can hear that. I can hear that. You set the red lights off.
Okay. Drinking chocolate milk has been proven to help relieve muscle soreness after a workout.
What kind of milk?
Chocolate. Drinking. So that's every reason to go work out so that you can drink chocolate milk.
Does it have to be cold?
I don't. It says chocolate milk, so... maybe cocoa. So that's, if you need motivation to go work out, there it is. You get to drink chocolate milk and you will probably shouldn't even feel guilty about it.
Nope.
Putting vodka on your face reduces the chances of acne. It tightens your pores. Get some vodka.
Wait a minute. It tightens your pores?
It tightens your pores. It
vodka
right
tightens
here.
Your pores?
It says right here. Not, you don't drink it.
Oh.
I could see the hopefulness in your face. Oh, really?
You put it on your face?
You put
topical?
It on your face and it reduces the chances of acne breakouts and tightens your pores.
I need that.
You have good skin.
I have pores.
Oh, okay.
Pores.
So you could buy a little nip bottle, right?
Oh, I don't have to. I've got some home.
Oh, you have bought. So I'll bet you're going to go home and do it.
I am. I'm going to do it only on one side just to see if it really works.
You take before and after pictures.
What you can learn on this program.
I know.
Hey. The first person to reach the South Pole was Roald Amundsen of Norway. He and his team arrived on December 14, 1911. Just weeks later, Englishman Robert F. Scott and his party found the tent that Amundsen's team left behind, which told the Brits that they had been beaten to it. Both explorers are immortalized at the South Pole with a plaque, and in the name of the U.S. run Amundsen Scott South Pole Station.
1911? I thought it was long before that. Didn't you?
No motorboats.
Long before that? Just seems like they would have been exploring before that.
Are you sure?
No. Just in my head.
Just 1911.
Yeah, it seems like it should have been long before that. You know, they weren't on the ball.
Maybe their boats weren't good enough. All right, I'm still thinking about the vodka.
Not the only one laughing. She's laughing, but nothing's coming out. She's in another, she's in vodka land. To get rid of fruit flies.
Oh, tell me do.
Fill a bowl with apple cider vinegar and a little bit of dish soap. The vinegar attracts them and the soap will kill them.
Oh.
Yeah.
The vinegar attacks them, not the apples.
Attracts them.
Because it's apple cider?
Probably. And the soap, once they get in there, kills them. I've actually... One more time. I've seen little bowls. I'm trying to remember where. I think it was Whole Foods or one of those stores where they... I saw these little bowls and little cups.
Yeah.
All around. Wondered what they were. This was a while back.
I wouldn't buy food in a floor that had... in a floor. In a store that has those.
Well, they're trying to take care of the fruit flies that are there.
Yeah, I know, but... Never mind.
I know what you're thinking. Tell me if I'm right. Fruit flies typically come when the fruit is on its way out.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. Now that I'm thinking about it, that's when you see that the banana is going bad or the pear.
They're in plants, too.
Fruit flies?
Yeah.
Oh, I have seen little fruit flies around some of my plants. So what's the cause of that?
I don't know. Maybe they like what something that's in the soil.
Or the plant.
Or the plant.
I read that if you have a garden, save your banana peels, put them in your garden. You can also soak them in water for a period of time and water your plants with that water. And it's really good for your plants. And if you put it on your shrubs and things, it'll also help with grubs.
I tried doing that once. I put a banana peel in water and I didn't know how long to leave it. And because I didn't know how long to leave it, I forgot it. Until I found it and wished I hadn't.
Oh, my gosh. Where did you find it? Do you remember?
Sitting behind a cabinet.
And it was pretty bad?
It was really bad.
Oh, did it smell bad?
I didn't take the time to smell. I just got rid of it.
Oh, gosh. So you need to try it again, right?
But not for...
Put it on the counter. Put it on your stove. You microwave. That's it, right?
Oy vey.
And then try... I'm going to try it.
Okay. You do it and let me know.
Yeah. I'll put it out where I can see it.
People at that station celebrate Christmas with an annual race around the world. It's just for fun, and some participants tackle it on skis, sleds, or motorized vehicles. The course, while only 2 miles long, crosses every line of longitude since they all meet at the poles.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So they don't have to go too far to go around the world.
Around the world. That's like the Four Corners out west.
Yeah.
What are the states?
Oklahoma.
That's one. I should know this because I was there. You can put your foot in your arm. You can bend over, put your hands in each two states and your feet in two states.
So you can be in four states at once?
Four states at all the same time. They all come together.
If you know, especially you, Mary.
I was actually thinking.
If you know.
Especially you, Marie.
This is she's
dying. She's saying, what is wrong with you guys? You don't know this. You should know this. You should know this. Andy, too. He's a teacher.
I don't want to say anymore because I don't want to make myself look that stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll look it up. Do you have a stuffy nose?
Pardon?
Do you have a stuffy nose?
No, I just smirk a lot.
If you do, you... Leave a sliced onion near where you sleep and let it sit for the night. When you wake up, you will have a clear nose. Get out.
I don't believe it.
I don't either.
All right. Got to have some lateral thinking here. Who said it? What's the evidence?
Yeah.
How many other people know about this?
Who's done it? Does it really work?
Yeah.
It almost makes you want to have a cold.
No, it doesn't.
So if anybody has a cold, or if you decide that, you know, you have a partner and you don't want to have anybody sleep in the room with you, you could put that on you in there and you might be alone.
I'd rather eat it.
You just might be alone. So yeah, there you go. There's the onion thing. Oh.
What?
Here's a good one. Put a straw through the middle of a strawberry to easily remove the stem.
Oh, I've heard of that one.
Yeah, just push that right out. Push it right out.
I don't know if it works or not.
Which end would you put it in? The stem end or the other end?
The other end.
Right. I bet it would push the stem out.
Cool.
Because it would go around the hard part of the stem and then pop it right out.
Okay.
We are going to take a break.
We are.
And we will be back shortly, and maybe we'll have information and tell you the four corners and stop you from having a panic attack.
Maybe we will. Hold on.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
All right.
Join us for Up on Taconic, a weekly show that explores the world of Taconic High School from students, staff, school programs, and all of the great things that happen here each day. Explore the world with conversations including the culinary arts and other CTE programs. Hear students and teachers discuss the importance of reading and also take a look at the vibrant arts culture in the school and much, much more. Join us every Monday at 6 p.m. for these lively discussions right here on 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield Community Radio.
Welcome to Beyond, a one-hour program of science fiction, fantasy, and adventure. I'll be your host, Beverly Prentice. Listen in every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. My email is beyond3x5@gmail.com.
Your voice feels...
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
And we're back.
We are back. And wasn't her voice great?
Huh?
Beyond. Meet me every Saturday at Beyond. You go into the future in a fantasy of science fiction.
Sometimes I can't stand to hear myself.
Oh, my goodness. You were right there. Have you ever watched the movie Psycho? You should do the whole thing on radio. You should do the whole Psycho movie. Just talk about it.
Have I ever watched Psycho?
The movie?
Yes.
Oh, you could read the movie on the radio and you could have that voice. Oh,
that's not really science fiction, though.
Psycho? Oh, isn't it? It's not.
It's more horror.
More space? You're talking about science fiction space?
Like, that's got part of it.
There's a good movie coming out called Hail Mary, and it's about space.
Yeah?
I think it's about a guy who gets left behind. There was another movie like it.
He's like The Martian?
Like a Martian. He kind of like that, I think. He gets left behind on a planet or in space, or he's floating around or something. I like space movies. Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, and Utah are the four states that all connect at the Four Corners Monument.
I was going to say Utah.
Arizona.
So say them again.
Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, Utah.
So Oklahoma was nowhere near.
No. It's located and managed by Navajo Nation and the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe Reservation. I've been there. It's cool. I love it out west.
Yes, it's beautiful.
Yeah. And the Ute Reservation is great. And if Mark is listening, he's probably going, no, Lynn, no, we weren't there. We were, and then he'll fill in the blank. Because I'll say to him sometimes, oh, you know, when we were in Phoenix, and we went down this river in a kayak, and the snake was there. And he'll say, no, we were in Colorado. We were in Colorado. We were not.
God, I love you, Mark.
It is very difficult. It's very difficult. So you got true or false.
Oh, that's right.
Uh-huh. And I really don't understand the Winnie the Pooh thing.
Don't need to understand. True or false. In Tucson, Poland, Winnie the Pooh is banned from children's playgrounds. Number two, scallops can't see. And number three, the skull is the strongest bone in the human body. Two are false and one is true.
My mind is going all through the human body thinking of different bones. What would your guess be?
Like I'm going to tell you. It's very cold in Antarctica, around minus 22 degrees Fahrenheit this time of year, and it's summer in the southern hemisphere. In the winter, temps can drop to minus 112 degrees, and the coldest temperature ever recorded there was minus 128.6 degrees. The closer...
Gosh.
That's cold. That's don't open your door and put your face outside cold. And while you're looking, I think when they go building to building, they have to... It can only be a few seconds, and they have to cover everything really well.
To the coast, the warmer it gets, it can even climb to a balmy 50 degrees.
That's the highest.
Yeah.
But that low you had, that's too low. How low can you go?
128 degrees.
Below zero. Isn't that what you said?
Nope.
Didn't you say 128 degrees below zero?
In the winter, temps can drop to minus 112
degrees. 112 degrees. And that's not even with the wind chill. Do they have wind there?
I'm sure they do.
How do you survive if you step outside in that temperature?
You just never go outside.
You don't. Why would you want to live like that?
I want to know what kind of outerwear they have.
Underwear they have?
Outerwear.
Outerwear.
So I can buy some.
Outerwear?
Sure.
I think you need innerwear.
No, I'm talking about coats and stuff.
But what about inner? Like cuddle duds.
Whatever they can wear.
Yeah. I would layer. I'd be terrified.
They should let us know that.
Yeah. All right. Stop a popsicle. Oh, give a popsicle to a kid. What happens? A little kid.
They eat it.
It drips.
Oh, they drop it.
And it drips. To stop it from dripping, take a muffin tin. Not a muffin tin. I don't know why they're saying tin. It says muffin tin. That's hysterical. Picture it.
Yes.
They mean a muffin liner.
Right.
And put the stick through it.
Would a coffee liner work it too?
Or a coffee liner. Just stick a stick through the middle and go up, and it's like a little cup around the top of the popsicle.
That'd be good for ice cream cones.
Yes, it would.
You could get those paper doilies, and that would be, and that'd be pretty.
I think they have holes in them.
Oh.
Yeah, but it says stick a muffin. This is what it says for real.
Okay.
Stick a muffin tin through the stick.
So it says muffin tin.
Tin. It does.
Somebody ought to edit that.
See, not everybody is smart. All right. Pour pancake batter over strips of bacon to make the best pancakes ever. Oh, my gosh. Pancakes over a strip of bacon. Cook the bacon first. Leave it in the pan. Pour the pancake batter over the cooked crispy bacon.
There's going to be too much grease.
Flip. Who cares? Flip it over. Butter and syrup. That's a pancake.
I'm getting hungry now. I haven't had breakfast yet.
Have you used your bacon chapstick?
No.
Oh, did we determine that it had bacon in it? Did we determine that it was fake?
We determined it was fake.
Fake. So... you could put that in a pan, but can't get batter over it.
Oh.
It might be good. It would melt. So, folks,
yep.
let's try the bacon pancake. That might be something a restaurant might start to
Okay.
You could crumble it up and put it in the pan and then pour the pancake all over it. And then put ham on it.
Oh my God. I want a pancake now. Okay. No polar bears live in Antarctica. No dogs either, even though sled dogs played a huge role in helping Edmundson reach the South Pole. Dogs have been banned since 1994 because of concerns about their impact on native species. For one thing, dogs like to go after birds, and Antarctica is home to an estimated 20 million penguins.
Oh, yes, the penguin.
No polar bears.
No polar bears, but
just penguins.
Penguins. How do you find your mate? They're monogamous. They mate for life.
It's like, you look close enough. I'll take
you. I know. And you know how the story goes. The eggs get laid. The father holds the legs between his
feet.
All the women take off. They go find, I don't know, food, another place to live. I don't know what they're doing.
Getting some food and stuff to bring back.
I'm sure. Yeah, maybe they're going for some, you know.
Because they feed by mouth.
Okay. Oh, really?
Don't they? Like, birds?
Like they ingest it and then spit out?
Uh-huh.
So they're eating all the food while they're gone? Or are they packing it up and dragging it back?
We're going to have to call somebody.
Oh, man. Marie, come on. Sonny, come on. Annie, let's go. Come on. Oh, my gosh. So then the women come back, and they've got to find their mate in the midst of hundreds of penguins and their egg.
Egg or chick.
Or chick. That's crazy. And they find them.
Yeah. Otherwise, there wouldn't be as many of them.
Yep. Making cookies and you don't have any eggs, not penguin eggs. So are you making cookies and you don't have any eggs?
What do you get?
Sure, you could ask a neighbor for eggs, to borrow eggs, which we used to do long ago. Ask your neighbor if you don't have something. But half a banana per egg is a substitute for eggs.
So if you need two eggs, put it in a banana, the whole thing.
Huh. Never heard that? Never knew?
No.
Did not know that. I wonder, it would flavor the cookie, don't you think?
I think it would be good flavor.
I do too. I'd like to try that.
Yeah.
That's good for people. Hey, Marie, you have an allergy to egg yolk.
There you go.
So you could make cookies and you could...
And you could bring them in and we can sample.
Yes.
and find out if it works.
Yes, that's I love it. We're here every Monday morning recording for your listening pleasure.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. I'm sure they'll freeze, too, so you can bring them
yes.
in any time. While it contains 90% of Earth's ice and 70% of Earth's fresh water, Antarctica counts as a desert because it gets so little snowfall, less than 2 inches per year. That makes Antarctica the driest continent. It also is the windiest. Here we go. The highest wind speed recorded there, 199 miles per hour. A small wind farm on one of Antarctica's islands generates enough energy to replace more than 100,000 gallons of diesel fuel.
Wow.
Talk about
windy. This should be a
windy.
TV show.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got that much wind, I know a program I saw a long time ago showed them living in some kind of metal, maybe steel. They look like Quonset huts.
Yeah.
But that kind of wind could pick up. So that it's got to be securely fastened to the ice. And if they have that much snow, how come they don't have that? Oh, you said they don't have rainfall.
But they don't have very much snow either. Less than 2 inches a year.
Okay. And they can supply... It supplies 70% of the water for the rest.
Makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
Sure does.
That's interesting. Oh, guess what? Uh-huh. Guess what we're going to talk about right now?
What?
Bacon.
Oh.
to cook bacon perfectly, put it on tin foil, heat the oven to 400 degrees, and bake it for 12 minutes.
400 degrees seems to be the
high.
Everybody's
go-to?
Yeah.
Okay, we got to try it. I would imagine there's a lot of grease on that foil.
I can hear it popping.
When you're, did your mother make bacon?
Yes.
Okay.
She didn't, but she bought it.
You didn't have pigs?
No.
Okay, I'm going to flip the subject for a second. So we know that we have pigs that we have on farms, and yes, we eat the pigs. But do you know that you can hunt a wild pig? I don't think it's a boar. It's a black wild pig. They have a pointy nose. They're not attractive. And you eat them? Did anybody know that? That you can hunt?
They let you... They'll let you eat them?
Yeah. We saw one out west.
Like deer?
Yeah. We saw one on the side of the road just kind of nuzzling the ground, and they're pretty ugly, and they're pretty, you know, spiky hair. And I just didn't know that you could eat those. And I also found out that you can eat...
Something you learn every day.
What else did they tell me? Armadillo. Also, right now, because it's so cool down south, the iguanas are falling out of the trees and they're eating those. And I found out the other day that that's a common thing anyway. And they fall out of the trees every year. And people hunt those and they eat them. Nope.
Boom.
Yeah. Nope. Nope.
I'm hungry, but not that hungry.
No, 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 no. There's just some things that you have to say no to.
Antarctica is roughly the size of the U.S. and Mexico put together, but as anyone who has put an ice tray in the freezer knows, ice takes up more space than water. In winter, the sea ice in Antarctica can cover up to 7 million square miles, but by the end of summer, it can shrink to less than 700,000 square miles. As the sea ice melts, it gets pulled into a current that runs around the continent. This current has a flow more than 100 times greater than all the rivers on Earth combined.
There is going to be a test. For you, Bev, I'm going to email you a test. Ask you if you remember all this stuff. Oh, my gosh.
I have it written down in my book.
Do you? You do. You can cheat. Is that the large print edition?
Yes, it is.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's not too bad. It's not too big.
Not too bad, not too big, not too small.
And it's good for me.
If you don't have any jelly and you want to have a PB&J, use maple syrup instead of jelly.
Huh.
Have you done that? I know you like peanut butter.
I like peanut butter and jelly, but... putting in syrup would be
different.
Really sweet.
Really sweet. So maybe you wouldn't use that much, but jelly is really sweet.
If I don't have any jelly, I just put on some mayonnaise.
I know. I know, I know, I know. See, I would put on, if I don't have the jelly, I'd slice up a banana. And a peanut butter banana. And bacon.
I still to this day have not had peanut butter and banana.
It's really good. It's very mild. It's not a weird taste. It's better with bacon.
Well, I guess I'll have to give it a try.
Yeah. And the maple syrup. That could be another try. You know, when we do our cooking show.
Sugar and mustard.
All this stuff. Sugar and mustard?
Yeah. It's good.
On bread?
Yeah. It's good.
Like a sandwich?
Yeah.
With bologna?
No.
Or bologna?
Just by itself. You spread the mustard onto the bread and then you sprinkle sugar all over it.
I'll try it.
Okay.
I'll try it.
Not a lot of sugar, just enough to glaze it.
My mom used to take bread and put butter on it and sprinkle sugar on it.
Now that I haven't tried.
I don't know why we had that as kids, but
These are old wives.
Yeah. I don't know why. I don't know where that came from. Oh, you know what else I found out? I saw this woman. She said when her child starts to get sick, and she had a little video while the child is sleeping, she showed how to do this. She took a banana peel and she covered the banana peel, the not the skin side, but the inside part, with Vicks VapoRub. And she put that against the baby's foot and then put a sock over it. And then she took the Vicks VapoRub and rubbed it into a candle in a jar, the jar candle, rubbed it all on top and lit the candle for the Vicks VapoRub smell in the room. But the banana and the Vicks VapoRub on the foot is an interesting thing.
Huh. That is different.
I've never heard it.
No?
Never seen it.
How does it get from the foot to the...
I don't know.
Chest.
But I always think about these, you know, the Indians who did all this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the natural remedies that the Chinese do. And you know, I don't know. Kind of there might be some truth to it. That's just me. That's just me saying.
Among the most unusual geological features in Antarctica is a crimson waterfall, aptly named Blood Falls. The water, which cascades over the edge of the Taylor Glacier, is so rich in iron that it immediately oxidizes or rusts when it comes into contact with the air, turning bright red and leaving a steady streak in the ice as if it had a gushing wound.
Ooh.
That's kind of creepy.
I think it'd be really nice to see.
It'd be pretty.
It runs?
It runs.
That'd be really cool to see. But I don't want to go to Antarctica.
No.
Yeah, so we can go on our internet computers. We can go on our computers, which has like an internet button. Ask that. And they, I heard a comedian that said, a computer is like a typewriter with a television set. And when you think...
That's kind of true, yeah.
That's kind of true.
Yeah.
It's kind of true. Now, though, I'm thinking about my computer and I'm thinking about AI. And there's so many things that I will see and I'll say, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know. And then, I had a... I'm trying to make this real short. I had a situation and I needed to write a letter to a company. So I started to write it, and my sister said, you know, if you just write the words like what you want to say, you can go to, what is that called? Chat.
There's a website that'll change it for you?
It's an app. It's a chat app.
Ah.
You can put in those words, and it will create the letter for you.
Wow.
So we put in the words of our complaints, just the words, and we brought it Snapchat. I think it's called Snapchat.
Okay.
And we put it in there, and it wrote a gorgeous, amazing, professional, accurate letter.
Cool.
I don't know. That's really
Snapchat. Cute.
Because if you were in school now, in this decade, and you had homework to do, and you had to write something.
Would that be plagiarizing?
You could just put in the words. No, you're not plagiarizing. Snapchat's just writing it for you. You can do it on your computer, too.
Huh.
You just write down some stuff, and you sound, the letters are great. You sound so smart.
It's like why even bother going to school if you got the smut?
No.
I don't know.
It's crazy. Reheat leftover pizza on a frying pan.
Reheat it on a frying pan?
It keeps the crust crispy.
As long as the rest of it doesn't get soggy.
I guess, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps the crust, as opposed to putting it in the microwave would make the crust kind of soft, right? You wouldn't get a crispy crust.
Probably not.
But if you reheat it on a frying pan, Maybe you put a lid on it. A lot of people tell me to put a lid on it. Sounds like something Mary would tell me. Mary, I picture you saying, Lynn, put a lid on it. Keep your crust crispy.
Okay.
There you go.
Yet another reddish feature is the lake of lava at Mount Erebus. Believe it or not, there's a mount of lava, one of the two active volcanoes in Antarctica, with at least 100 inactive ones. The continent has the highest concentration of volcanoes on Earth. The molten magma in Erebus's lava lake continuously churns, remaining red hot despite the continent's low temperatures.
That's hot.
That's hot.
Yeah.
Wow. More.
Is there
more volcanoes there than any other place on Earth?
Isn't that something?
I would never have thunk it.
You'd never have thunk it? I believe there's a National Geographic channel.
Yeah.
Where you could go and you can see a lot of this stuff. There's a lot of really great channels. There's one called, I think it's called What on Earth, and they have satellites that zoom in on certain things in Earth, and they don't know what it is. And
I think I've seen something like that.
It's really good.
Guess what?
Are you tired of, it's time. It's
go ahead.
Time. Are you tired of your jelly soaking through your peanut butter and jelly sandwich? Spread peanut butter on both. Okay. When I was a kid, my jelly would soak into the bread when my mother would pack my lunch.
Yeah.
By a bread, and you'd open it up and there'd be grape jelly that soaked through the white bread.
Huh.
So it's sticky. It's showing on the other side.
See, I never eat white bread.
Oh, it could be wheat bread. It could be rye. It could be sourdough. So if it soaks through, the way to stop that is you put peanut butter on both sides, on the insides, both surfaces of your bread, and the jelly in the middle. And the peanut butter stops the jelly from leaking out to the other side. So those of you who know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about.
Cool. Okay.
All right. True or false?
In Tuzin, Poland, Winnie the Pooh is banned from children's playgrounds. Scallops can't see. The skull is the strongest bone in the human body. Which two are false? Which one is true?
Scallops is true. I don't think scallops can see. I don't think scallops have eyes. I've eaten a scallop. I don't think they can see.
Okay. So you think that one's false?
I think they cannot see.
Oh, you got that is true.
Yes.
So the other two are false.
Yes.
Wrong.
Get out.
In Tuzin, Poland, Winnie the Pooh is banned from children's playgrounds. It's true.
What?
Scallops can see. They have 200 eyes.
What?
The strongest bone in the human body is the femur.
I was thinking it was the femur. I actually was thinking of other bones, and something made me think femur.
Yep.
But the Poland thing with the poo, I got to know about that. And I didn't realize that when I ate a scallop, I'm eating like hundreds of little eyes. Ooh, okay.
Maybe they don't have them when they cook them.
Maybe it's on the shell. Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Oh, I like scallops.
Okay.
All right. That is the end of our show today. We will...
See you next
Thursday at 8:30 in the morning.
Thank you for listening. The views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.